Hello and welcome to the FactSet Evening Market Recap. Today is Monday, October 18th. U.S. equity markets mixed today with the Dow Jones off 0.1%, whereas the S&P 500 and NASDAQ were both up 0.3% and 0.8% respectively. Growth notably outpaced value today. On a sector basis, consumer discretionary and tech led the way, whereas utilities trailed. Treasuries mostly weaker, with more curve flattening. Gold, Bitcoin, and crude were all down. Today was a quiet day from a headlines perspective, which frankly will make for a shorter than normal podcast. In short, there were few earnings, no developments out of Washington, and no Fed speak. That said, there were headlines abroad that put pressure on the market earlier, such as softer China Q3 GDP and September activity data, hawkish commentary from BOE Governor Bailey, and a hotter-than-expected New Zealand inflation print. Though not exactly market-moving, at least at this point, Fed Chair Powell made headlines today amid a report he sold stock from a personal account just before a market sell-off last winter. The timing of the sales and his actions as Fed chairman around this event have all been called into question. Considering the heightened amount of scrutiny on Fed officials' personal investments and trades following the Rosengren and Kaplan resignations, this has put Powell's renomination into question. To that point, online prediction site PredictIt shows Powell's odds of being confirmed by the Senate are down 19% to a new low of 60%. Economic data today includes the October NAHB housing market data, beating consensus. Economists noted builders are increasingly concerned about affordability, with building material price increases, bottlenecks, and rising interest rates among the headwinds in the months to come. That said, end market demand does appear to remain strong. Being it was a bit slower today, let's look at some sell-side commentary as it pertains to retail investors' impact and interest in the market as of late, considering it's had a huge impact since the pandemic took hold. Morgan Stanley strategist Mike Wilson suggested until retail flows subside or even reverse, the S&P 500 will remain elevated. Goldman Sachs analyst David Kostin echoed this sentiment to some extent, suggesting retail equity allocations will likely continue to rise into 2022, noting the tailwind from the $3 trillion increase in household cash assets since before the pandemic, though he did note this may be offset by weaker household demand coinciding with slower U.S. GDP growth. J.P. Morgan confirmed much of this to the FT, noting retail investors now make up about 20% of U.S. trading volumes, down from 25 to 30% in early 2021, but still well above the 10 to 15% range we saw going into the pandemic. Some of the more popular stories from around the web today include a Bloomberg story citing company documents that Squid Game is expected to generate $900 million for Netflix, a Wall Street Journal story citing internal company documents reporting Facebook engineers do not believe AI can enforce the platform's rules, and a New York Times article over the weekend that suggests that Biden's climate agenda in the larger reconciliation bill is likely to be scrapped due to Manchin's opposition. Corporate movers on the day include Macy's, up 18% following a report the Saks Fifth Avenue e-commerce unit was preparing an IPO at a $6 billion valuation. CDW, up on news it is to acquire Sirius Compute Solutions for $2.5 billion cash. RVNC, off over 39% following the FDA saying it could not approve the application for its frownline therapy given deficiencies at its manufacturing facility. And Zillow, off nearly 10% as it presses the pause button on its Zillow offers service. Tomorrow, be on the lookout for Halliburton, Johnson & Johnson, Philip Morris, Procter & Gamble, all in the morning. After the close, Omnicom and Netflix. Thank you for joining us for the FactSet Evening Market Recap. We wish you all a wonderful Monday night. Cheers.